on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us for our Friday financial update. Brian, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. And Brian, welcome in.
Thank you, Steve. Always happy to be with you every week.
Yeah. Hey, government shutdown, you know, plenty of people pointing fingers and, you know, plenty of that in the headlines. But when it comes to the stock market, any impact there, Brian?
There hasn't really been, Steve. And it's interesting. People always seem to expect that when there's something happening politically that's grabbing the headlines, that that will make its way into stock market prices. And this has been a great example where that's not always the case. We've had several up days in the market, even when the shutdown news was grabbing headlines and was very dramatic. And but it's a key feature or key consideration we try to teach our clients is to always do your best to separate your financial decision making and your investing from your politics, because they're just not as related as you might think.
Yeah, you know, and not that this is even that applicable, but, you know, when I looked at, well, man, how long could it be shut down, you know, over the last several years? And I think the highest I saw was like 45 days. And when it comes to, you know, long-term investments, that's, you know, that's, first of all, that's nothing. And even if it were, nothing's happened. I mean, it just doesn't seem connected.
Yeah. And what we always try to remind people is that in the short term, the news can be the most important thing to the markets at times. That hasn't been the case with this current political season. But long term, what investors really care about, what really drives stock prices over the long term, is earnings, basically corporate profits, and the expectations of those corporate profits to grow or shrink and by how much. So if you think about in terms of a government shutdown, well, what effect does that have on corporate profits? Well, as long as that shutdown isn't too extensive, it's not terrible. And if you look at historically, you know, if you go back and look at other shutdown periods, the stock market is positive a year later over 80% of the time. Now, where that's important, Steve, is the stock market in any given 12-month period is positive about 68% of the time. So what that would tell us is that actually periods of government shutdown have a better track record of being positive periods of performance following the shutdown than not. And it just, I wouldn't say that's causation. It's just an interesting fact, but really there's nothing that's happening in Washington right now that's going to affect whether Microsoft is still going to invest in artificial intelligence or that, you know, Exxon is going to continue their explorations in certain areas for drilling oil or, you know, so forth. So it's definitely disruptive to many people's lives, and it's not good news, but it people are surprised how much it doesn't impact the markets. And I think that's the reason.
Yeah. And not probably related, but I do have another question with the shutdown. You know, over the last several months, there's been the talk of how many, you know, think, well, why isn't the Fed dropping rates a little bit? Is the Fed, I know it's called the Fed, but is it actually connected to the federal government in that even if the Fed decided to drop rates, it wouldn't happen at this time?
Right. I wouldn't say the government shutdown has any influence on rate cuts. So when you're talking about the Fed, of course, we're talking about the Federal Reserve, which is really a collection of banks. And it is not a federal institution in the sense that it's not like a department within the executive branch or managed by Congress. So the only key aspect of the Fed is that the Fed chairman is appointed by the president, but it's supposed to be fairly apolitical. And there's been a strong debate about whether that's true or not. But yeah, the Fed has already decided to cut rates once this fall. They're likely to do it again just because economic data is slowing a little bit. That is one impact of the government shutdowns. We're not getting the typical flow of economic data that we would lean on as advisors and the Fed leans on, because the institutions that generate that data are not open. So that could impact the Fed there, but I wouldn't expect the short-term shutdown to dramatically impact how the Fed looks at rates.
Okay, so I mean, when it comes to the typical investor, not someone who, you know, lives, eats, and breathes the market, it's business as usual.
Absolutely. And investors will continue to focus on corporate earnings, which really start to come out in earnest next week with all the major banks showing what their earnings look like for Q3 and also updating their projections into the new year, which so far those projected earnings for next year have been very positive. So everyone's going to be looking for any cracks in that positive narrative that's driven the market higher. So we will see.
Well, I'm glad we addressed it, but, you know, it's really in regards to the shutdown and you know, how that impacts the market and what, you know, the average investor should be doing. It's really move along, nothing to see here. However, I do want to reach back to johnmoore.com, Brian. It's always a good practice to see what's cooking, what's been added, and maybe what's on the landscape.
Yeah. So, of course, every week we post our Wealth and Wisdom podcast. That's right there on the Insights page. You can also find us on YouTube if you search Wealth and Wisdom podcast or John Moore Associates. And that's where we kind of go deeper into these topics each week based on what's happening with the most relevant data. So if you're just looking for good education and a better understanding of markets and financial planning, that's a really great way to do it. And then we have our monthly blog posts. We just posted one on retirement plans for small business owners. So if you're a small business owner and you want to learn more about how you might wisely save for retirement, there's a great post on that by our planner, Andy Ferguson, just posted that.
And yeah, one of the best parts about that kind of education, the cost is great. It's free, 50 free, we like to say. So johnmoore.com on the Insights tab, that's what you'll find. Brian, always appreciate the time you take to bring us up to speed and answer some of the questions many of us may already be asking before you even know we're asking. So we so much appreciate that and look forward to connecting again soon.
Yes, look forward to it, Steve. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.